just wanted to know, you have any questions from the last session? Did you try something and didn't work out? Anyone have any question? Kind of, we went halfway through the book. So if anyone have any question, this is, you can ask now, so you get a clarification. Did you try? Did you try? Was it helpful? Okay, some are nodding their head. It was useful. So it's, if you reflect the things Didi shared in the morning class, is pretty much was, that's how the dance is going to happen, you know. She tried to, you know, accommodate and do something so she can harmonize with others. So she shared beautiful her own experience. So we'll try to do kind of, you know, we'll stop at 5:15, because I don't want long hours, because again, you 5:30, there's a meditation and Mirabai classes happening. So at least you have a 10-15 minute stretch break, you know. So because if you've gone through the process, it's just I will take you through certain other things which we have left. I would ask you to open page number 48. In that page, Baba is really explaining how to do the ras, what it means. You know, in a physical term, dancing, we all know how to dance, fine. But actually, what it means, the sanskar ras, Baba is very interestingly said that I have shown you a unique dance today. So we'll just read that para. It's called A Beautiful Sneha Milan, a meeting of beautiful gathering. Baba told Dadiji and Dadi Janki, give all of them such a drishti that a sanskara milan, means harmonizing of sanskara, takes place today. And this was not from the Avyakta Murli, but it is from the message Goza Dadi brought in 2003. So both Dadis look at each other and began to smile. Baba said, the harmonizing of sanskara must take place, must it not? Then Baba said, okay, today I will show you a new dance. This is what the dance we are going to learn. So Baba brought everyone into a garden, and such as a circle of gopis have been shown with Krishna, in the same way all of them took one another's hand and stood opposite one another as when shaking hands. Then Baba said, this is very important, now give drishti to each other, a drishti, exchange of respect and love. You know, when we give drishti to each other, we are acknowledging or we are valuing, and there is that exchange of, and we are accepting other person as a brother, you know, and having that feeling of belongingness. It felt as though Baba was telling everyone, this is what the dance we are learning today. Baba gave a three-step of dance. The first step is, let there be good wishes and pure feelings in your attitude. When you dance, this is the first step. Baba is teaching us today dance, how to dance. You know the laukik, they ask you to shake your hand and shake your hips and shake your leg, you know. There's a steps to follow. But the dance of sanskara is today in this, Baba is teaching how to dance. So we have to practice this. How you become a good dancer? You know, when you learn dancing, first day we do all not good. Sometimes we struggle to dance. But now when teacher teaching the steps, we follow the step. What is the first step of the dance? Let there be good wishes and pure feelings in your attitude. So now you have to remember this. Whenever you're working with others, doing seva with others, living with others, you're dancing with them. So what is the first step you have to take for the dance? This is the first step. Now what is your second step? Give drishti to one another through your soul conscious form. This is the second step of your dance. And third is, have the thought. The third one is, have the thought that each one of you is an elevated soul. Look at one another's specialities. So Baba is teaching today, three step dance. And you have to repeat. You know? So this is what, a beautiful Sneha Milan, gathering of love was taking place. And Baba was teaching Dadis these steps to dance. It as felt as though these three things was visible through each one's attitude and their eyes in an emerged way. So as Baba was teaching Dadis to dance, it was happening in the subtle region. They followed Baba's instruction and Baba could see they're able to dance. So Baba told everyone, I have shown all of you a unique dance today. Isn't it beautiful? So we have learned today how to ras, how to do inner ras, fine. This is the ras Baba teaches, doing inner ras. So never forget this dance you learn in this Madhuban visit. Will you remember, na? What the first thing what you have to share? I learned a unique dance Baba taught me in Madhuban. Remember the steps? Maybe you have to go back and practice. First step, second step. If you don't get first step, you have to go back and practice, practice and practice. So we may step wrongly, but now I have to correct it. So always seeing one another in this way, holding hands in this way, be loving and cooperative with one another, and always keep these three things in your awareness. Means the three steps. I have to keep remembering that. And the Sneha Milan and Sanskara Milan will easily take place. So only what we all have to do is remember the steps and practice. And the more, you know, the theater, sometimes you see the dance, very eloquent, very gracious, very beautiful. And you say, wow, you know. So we have to learn that level of practices, and people see how you are with others, that eloquent, that gracious, that they will see an angel is dancing. Fine? To keep this visual in your mind, how you are dancing with each other. So Baba showed this scene in this way. It felt as though the atmosphere has become one of the harmony of sanskaras. So you got this book. I think the whole year you have to practice the dance, because we are having the old sanskara. We dance according to the old sanskara, which looks very awful. No one likes that dance. Okay? So now there is a reflective question for... This has to be done in a very silence. Let us take 5 minutes. After we listen the first reflective question, at the place where I dance with my service companion. Now remember your service companion at your center, where you are with them. Fine. Bring the situation now. Now you have to dance with them. This is the step you have to do. How do I use my drishti as a form of cooperation and communication and connection? That's what Baba has taught, you know, using the drishti, you're dancing inside. So now bring that situation, bring that your place where you have a service companion. You now have to dance with them. Bring one or two or three people who you do service. And we're not going to do anything, we are going to dance with them. So that's a question. And how do I use my attitude and thoughts? Baba told me the first steps of that remembering. I reflect on the power created through the beautiful Sneha Milan in the Bhog message. Okay, we leave it for 5 minutes. We all do that reflection now. Okay? Okay, we'll have a 5 minutes. Om Shanti. Okay, anyone has got a spare book of this one? Spare book? Anyone have got? Okay. You can, it's not far, it's available in global office. Okay. Thank you. Just let us do the first reflection. Bring your center in front of you, bring the service companion and see how you're giving that drishti and creating that cooperation of communication and connection. Remember the steps we need to practice. Okay. And what we have to remember while performing the steps what Baba has taught us today, not to lose the rhythm. Remember, Baba said this harmonizing sanskara is to have your own rhythm. If I have a thought about I have to die, I have to tolerate, I have to bow down, remember those thoughts Baba explained, then I'm not able to dance with others. So I have to make sure that I don't use wrong steps. So I use Baba teaching me these steps, you know. Those are sanskara I've been doing for a long period of time. I think we don't call as a dance, we call a fight. We're fighting with each other. And now, we don't, again, you can do this reflective questions when you're at your own pace. Good news is, tomorrow we are not arranged any program in the morning time. It's your personal space. It's a completely personal space, and this is the time you can use to, you can do whole of this book and you can start anything. And evening, we have arranged to go to Baba's Rock. We will leave here half 3 bus and go 4 o'clock there. So we'll have a tea in Pandav Bhavan. So once we have finished our tea and snacks, so we'll assemble 4:45, before 5, the front gate of Pandav Bhavan, and a brother of Pandav Bhavan, his name is Jitu Bhai, he will guide us to go to the Baba's Rock, and we have a meditation over there, you know. So tomorrow is a perfect time, because today we are finishing the second session of the reflection. So tomorrow is your personal space, so you can revise all of the things, I suggest to keep what Didi has shared in today's class, how she has tried to harmonize the others who are having a wrong steps. But we can inspire others to dance like us. You know what happens? Have you remember, if any program, one person comes and dance, the other person comes, joins, isn't it? So it takes one person to courage to come onto the stage and to dance. The first is hesitation, no one will, it takes for a while. But one comes, second comes, third comes, and you see the beautiful dance. Maybe you're seeing a couple of times here, dancing. So similarly, you need to take that courage of making the dance happen. So when you start dancing, others will come, they get inspired by you. And you will be including them. They're like, you know, watching like this. You're dancing and they're watching. They're not dancing with you. But when you practice this, then you will be an inspiration for others to join your dance. And that's a circle ring happen, and then that's way we are revealing Baba. And we are also revealed as an angel. The next is harmonizing with other rhythms. And again, you do with your own time, because there's a Dadi's class where she's talking about the chit, memory track, chit. Okay, are you able to hear me now? So So memory track is where you see something and you store it, okay? So she is kind of giving that information about not to consume inside yourself. And this is on page 55, where Baba is taken from Baba's movie, where Baba is giving how to harmonize is through forgetting, finish or merge. So what happens is I have bad experience with someone else, so that is already sitting in my head, you know. When I do service, that comes up. I forgot the step Baba has taught me. So now I have to remember, only I need to use Baba's steps, not the one which is coming out, old things stored. So there's beautiful, another things, how Baba is taught to kind of, you know, forget, finish and merge. So there's a very, I think you have to do your own, this reflect you. The questions are very beautiful. What is still on my memory track and in my heart that I cannot forget or finish? So now you have to do with Baba to finish it. You need to take Baba's power. So what emotion is related to fear, anger, attachment, low self-respect, arrogance and jealousy? And this is very good for you to do with Baba, which is 56. We won't do today, but it's for you to explore this reflective questions. Okay? So now again, this is another beautiful thing. It's like, you remember I mentioned the ras, the dance is performed during the full moon is very remembered, you know. It's like there's a praise of that particular dance. The full moon represents we are becoming full. So if you open page 59, and this is what we have to work. Will work now, and this is harmonizing. This is taken from the Murli 74, harmonizing through filling the self with the full circle of all powers. Baba said very beautifully in this para, the present effort of the special beloved children should be filled with the self with all powers. I think I need to make an underline, all powers. To have any one power missing means to come out of the list of specially beloved children. When I read this, I said, wow, I don't want to be out of this list. Baba has a list of all the children who are specially beloved. And if I miss one power, I'm out of that list. It feels something, isn't it? We all want to be Baba's specially beloved children. We all wanted to be in that list, fine? Now it's a question now, what I need to do? Even I need all the powers. Baba said, even one power is missing, you're out. So it's kind of Baba is, I don't say it's in putting pressure on us, I say Baba is inspiring us. I want to be in the list. Okay? So don't think because you have 6 powers that out of the 8 powers, you have 2 powers missing, that you will therefore at least have more than 50%. Don't become happy with just that. You know, out of 8 I have got 6, okay, it's more than 50%, you know. Don't be happy, oh, at least I'm more than 50. Baba said no, 8 powers are specially spoken of, but you should in fact have all powers. What is the best place to connect with Baba and accumulate power is Madhuban, you know. So as much as possible, spend in silence. Tomorrow is personal space given to you to spend in silence and use this book for your guidance, you know, taken as inspiration. Baba is asking me to do that, you know. So there aren't just eight powers, there are many powers, that's true. In order for it to be easy to speak about, you speak of eight powers. However, you should now not have even one power lacking. Because whatever power you lack, something or someone will come to test you in that particular power. That is according to the drama. Each one of you will have to face a test in that particular power. So now, the reflective question, what we have, I think you know, this book was put together by Sister Paul Petra from Holland. I think we have to be very grateful for her. Now what is happening here is the exercise, what we are going to do is, you're talking to the power. If you open page 60, which power do I need to strengthen now in order to harmonize with others' rhythm? I select the powers needed and have a written conversation with each power. I have to conversate. I have to have a dialogue with the power. Interesting, isn't it? Very interesting. You know, we have a conversation with a human being, with Baba, but now it's like having conversation with power. So I, the soul, write my thought to a power, and then the power writes her thoughts back to you. If I choose more powers, then I write more conversation. So the page being, they have given example. Dear tolerance, I, the soul, write to the power. How I have experienced you in the past. You know, you can also say that when you are not with me, this is a difficulty I had faced. You're writing to the power. When the power was not with me, I was struggling. So how I need you now. You are invoking that power which is already within you. No, don't let me be alone. I want you now. I want you now, from now to rest of the kalpa. Fine, not just for 21 births. I need that power whole time. So now make power your friend. And that's how. So you can pick one power and write. And for example, here then she will write back to you. You write 60 and 61 where you write your thoughts to power. And power will write back, dear soul. The power is writing back to you, the soul. This is how I am here for you now. And this is how you can use me now. So it will write back. I think what you have to do now is, just, this is the way you have to do it, in very silence. When you go into the silence and write your past experience, how you felt when she was not there, when the power was not there. When the power came, how you able to manage everything, how easy it became with working with others. Then you have to stop, go in a silence and let power talk to you. And then when power talk to you, then start writing. You know, it needs to speak to you. So you have to wait. I think that's the way you have to go into the quiet space, very silence, and see what thoughts, power emerges. You can choose any, this example given to tolerant, you can choose any power. Okay. You would like to do now, or you want to do in your own space? It's nice to be in your own space, isn't it? It's because it's too deep. You won't do now, but you can do it your own space. So, lastly, it's page 65. So this is the outcome of circling. The whole book is for you to circling, fine, dancing. This is what you are, if you look at the whole book, that's how it's been written. Now after I have given myself different experiences on the benefit of circles, first understanding my rhythm. You remember that page? I have to first understand my rhythm and how to harmonize with other rhythm. I can envisage the final phase. Revelation can be seen as being all door, one with the power. Through our circling around and our effort to harmonizing sanskaras, our angel form have emerged and will reveal the Father. So, to become an angel, the first thing is to harmonize in sanskara. Okay? So the whole book is for us to use to harmonize, and the result, as I circle around, dance around, using Baba steps. Okay? Then eventually I become angel. And what happens is, angel form emerges within me, and that will reveal Baba. That will reveal the Father. So you understand the whole process, na? How the process is. So we have conquered the ultimate collective challenge, and so the ground is fertile for Baba's revelation and the closure of the cycle. So if this is the final, how you will take you through the process. Understanding my own rhythm, understanding others' rhythm. And I liked when Baba, you know, when she had a, you know, remember Didi's experience? She had a difficulty with one of the mothers who's living. And she has to talk to herself and be settling. You know what happens, otherwise you create a lot of waste thoughts or negative thoughts about others. How she settled is, this mother all the time spent doing the work, you know, like cleaning, cooking, and she's more active outer level. And she doesn't take time to do inner work. And she saw it. So when anyone doesn't do an inner work, obviously they will be, won't be nicely dancing around. So she convinced that, that's the reason she's that way. But you can't tell other people to work for, you know, they have to get inspired to do the inner work. So she convinced that she's not doing her inner work, so this is a result. So I don't have to worry, but I have to focus my inner work. She continued, not creating any waste thoughts about others. So now, I think we have to focus more on we becoming an angel, we dancing. We are more concerned, they should dance with us, they should be like that. You remember, they should be. I think there's no time for us to spend. As I said, you dance, you learn the dance. Let us all learn the dance, then they get inspired to join us. Instead of using the words, come and do this. You know, so this is a process we all have to go through. If you look at the page 66, it written the wheels on the bus go round and round and round. This is a poem from somewhere. She's taken that the wheel around go round and round, and this is what we need to do. And again, there's a reflective session. But all these things you will be doing yourself. At the end, what you're going to become is a point. So what we are going to do is the last thing is visualizing and scenario writing. And we'll have a kind of meditative. So before that, anyone has got any other questions? I haven't gone through all the pages, but I gave you the flavor, few pages, what you need to do. Okay? So as I said, in your own time, read over again and again, and the main thing is to go back and learn Baba steps and understanding my rhythm. Whenever the thought comes other than Baba steps, you know, oh my God, I have to do this, I have to be nice to this, I have to do this. So understand, go back and read the rhythm. So I have to change that and take the inspiration Baba's Murli. Okay, there's any question? Yes, who? Yeah. Okay, what do you do? You can just share with, that doesn't matter.
Yeah, so it's like when we communicate with other people. So it's very similar with dancing, because when you share about dancing, my experience is that, you know, when we communicate with other people, we are dancing, and You know, we sometimes we have to say, sometimes we have to pause. And you know, it's like playing music, like you don't just play all the way. You know, you have to sometimes, you know, there's silent note, right? So for my experience, I think we have to communicate very clearly with each other, because when we work with each other, communication is a very important factor. So, you know, if we don't communicate clearly, there will be waste, toss, and a lot of there could be conflict. So, of course, the communication came from soul consciousness. So the way we look at each other, you know, it's very funny. It reminds me that one brother in working with me in the center. You know, he liked to be, you know, he liked to pause and be in silent, but he doesn't, you know, he doesn't have tristy with each other. So he just in his own space. So, but Baba said that in the book also we need to have tristy with each other. It's so important. So I just want to share that communication is very, it's like dancing. Like when I talk to you, I'm harmonizing sanskaras and I dance. So when I come back to my city and I work with each other, I communicate. It is I'm dancing, right?
It's very interesting what you share, Hu, that and also we need a different power to work with each other. For example, you said that communication, but we have to have a power of discernment when to communicate, when to be quiet, you know. So we have to find the right space. Is that person is able to listen to you when they are hot grill, when they're not able to in a very hot space? If you try to communicate, everything's going to evaporate and it will become too much. So if you look at the power, all the power we needed, that's important. Power to discern when is the time to talk, when is the time, that's very important. And power to cooperate, you know. So I think, as you said, we need to use all the powers to have a dance with one another. Just remember that full moon dance. The dance is perfect when there's a full moon, means when I have all the powers. Okay?
Om Shanti, you said to dance like this, I think so. You said to be silent. Then I think so, I will dance with Baba because we are gopi. And dance like silent means dance with Baba by imagine. In yoga and in all power, a power Baba have given you, use that to dance with silence and happy inside. Om Shanti. Thank you, Baba.
First, let us learn dance with Baba, and that will help to dance with others. Okay? Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So anyone would like to share anything? Are you really inspired to do a ras? It's an internal ras, fine. It's internal. Have you read this Brahma Baba's internal inner dance? There's a very beautiful para where Sister Moini Devi has shared. You know, she shared about, she observed how Baba was very quiet sometimes. He sees, but he doesn't say anything. He'll wait for the time, you know. There is this Brahma Baba's, Moini Devi sharing her observation of Brahma Baba, and that is called inner dance of Brahma Baba. So every thing on this page can be inspiration for us to create a harmonizing sanskara. Okay? So anyone would like to share anything before we close? You have to have faith. So faith in Baba. Baba don't test, Maya test. Yeah, the faith. Yeah, the faith in Baba. Okay, and work around. Sister was asking, is, you know, I work around them and find the solution. I think that was the Didi was mentioning in her. Did you attend Didi's sharing? Yeah. If you look at all the examples she shared, she had a difficulty. The one example, one story she said that the mother used to get the murli. She used to open the letter box and she never gave to Didi, but Didi wanted. She never gave. But what she did, she shared, that's how you work around. She made a friend with that and she tried to share these new things, the churning, and that made curiosity. And she said, oh, what will be in the new? So she opened up. See? So this is how we need to work around with others. Making them friend somehow. You know? So I think today's sharing from interview, I took a lot, you know, for her examples. When there is a difficult relationship and situation with others, how to work around, you know. That was a very powerful what she shared. You get different ways, and I think his Baba will give us a wisdom. The more is important to connect, and Baba provide the wisdom we need how to do. You know, that's the problem is how to do. But yoga, the connection with Baba helps somehow. I know the solution how to do. Okay? Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. So finally, we'll just sit and visualize and just kind of, you know. You have to do Radan. Oh, she wants to do Rasa. We don't have a music. We will arrange it once. Absolutely. So let us sit kind of a meditative. Let us go into the meditation and finish. Okay. Just bring yourself the attention in this room on yourself. I visualize myself as a full ready soul in a group that is beyond defamation and praise, appreciation and slander. A group that can tolerate everything. I visualize us onto the field of completion with all details I can imagine. I write a scenario for a short film and watch that film daily to make it a part of my reality. I put a point at the center of the page. I sit with Baba in silence and reflect what this point means to me. After having completed all circles at the time of revelation, just see yourself as a point of light and Baba as a point of light. Complete stage. This is the time the world is waiting for. The world is waiting for an angel to come, and the creator of an angel. Om Shanti.